What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
It's Tuesday, July 12th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Americans' relationship with college is complicated, and according to a new poll, many think that it might not be worth the cost and time commitment. Overall, most people believe that the benefits outweigh the cost long-term, and those with bachelor's degrees usually earn 75% more than they would if they only had a high school diploma. But the pandemic also plays a big part in this, as enrollment has been down 1.3 million students since March 2020. Chris Quintana, education reporter at USA Today, joins us for how many still value higher education but feel it's too expensive. Thanks for joining us, Chris.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a question that has long been asked. Is college worth it? Is the expense for it worth it? Because I think everybody roundly agrees that more education is a good thing. We want others around us to be more educated. We want the country to be educated. But when it comes to these skyrocketing costs of college, it's a tough thing. And we're seeing it play out in other conversations as well when we look at what's happening with student debt. You know, it's higher than it's ever been. There's conversations about whether we're going to eliminate some of that student debt on the federal level. There's so many questions surrounding this. And there was a recent poll done by USA Today and Public Agenda talking about this and seeing how people feel about this. It's still, while everybody agrees that the benefits of a college degree does outweigh the cost, man, everybody feels like it's hampering them down how expensive things are. So, Chris, what are we seeing in the numbers here?
And what you said is really a good indication of just sort of the disparity or juxtaposition of feelings that Americans have towards higher ed. You know, I think that the top line that really stuck out to me was, you know, 9 in 10 Americans think that high school graduates all deserve an equal opportunity to go to college. At the same time, about 9 in 10 Americans also said that no one should have to go to college to make a decent living, right? So there's a little bit of a disparity there. And I think, you know, a lot of this touches on cost. When you look at the poll and sort of the responses across the political spectrum, you see people very frustrated with the cost of college and also the time it takes to get through a four-year education. So there's a lot of kind of, I would say, just sort of infrastructural sort of challenges in getting through a degree, right? For some folks who come from, you know, maybe from richer families, they can afford a college education outright. But for any lower middle, you know, income Americans, it may involve some amount of federal aid or even taking out student loans. And as you mentioned, as the student loan portfolio continues to grow, I think it's at $1.7 trillion roughly right now. I think that's just heavier on people's minds if it's worth borrowing all that money to get a degree that they don't know that it will necessarily lead to a job right away.
Right, exactly. You know, one of the words that stood out in this whole write-up about how people feel about this is exclusionary. And a lot of that has to go with the pay disparities and costs of all of this. But some people feel like they're just X'd out of this whole thing. If you're not coming from a well-off family or somebody that can handle the costs of it, they feel almost like it's so much harder to do. And another thing that people put in there, how expensive and time-consuming it is for working adults. That was one of the things I struggled with in going to school. You know, I had a job as well, and, you know, you're spending hours there, and you got to go to classes in the off time and still do homework and study and take your tests. And that time commitment is so hard when, unfortunately, sometimes education can't be the number one time priority.
And, you know, that tracks with what one of the respondents told me in the poll, this gentleman named Michael Lamb. He served in the military for 20 years and got the GI Bill, which is a federal benefit that allows, you know, our veterans to help cover most of the costs associated with a college education. But, you know, the thing that really stood out to him was just like, it's that amount of time that you sit out of the workforce that was really challenging for folks. And colleges, and then that's like another thing that we found in the poll, about 3 in 5 Americans say a degree is too time consuming and expensive, right? So it's kind of both these things. And a lot of the conversations that we see around sort of addressing some of the issues with college access is, you know, we'll make college free. And that goes to part of it, but it doesn't answer sort of the whole question as we've sort of seen here in the poll.
Tell me a little bit about how COVID-19, how the pandemic played a role in education. You know, we've talked a lot about these themes and stories on the podcast. You know, when we're talking about younger kids, it was a huge disruptor, the remote work. We're seeing kids go back to school and teachers saying kids are just not up to speed and things like that. But when we're talking about our high school kids and our college kids, it's completely different, right? High school kids missed so many things at the end of their high school years. Going into college, it was remote work. And even a lot of times people felt like, well, I'm paying so much money, it's not even paying off, especially right now because we're doing remote work. I'm not getting that full college experience. And what we've seen is that enrollment numbers have declined significantly. I think higher education institutions have lost nearly 1.3 million students since the start of the pandemic.
That's correct. And, you know, that's what largely those numbers are coming from, the National Student Clearinghouse's research center. And you know, I spoke with the director of that center, and, you know, he was telling me that there's a couple of things kind of going on there. You know, at the start of the pandemic, there was obviously that pivot to digital classes. And you know, I wrote extensively about students struggling with that. And for a lot of them, just the expense and the challenge of trying to live a normal life during the pandemic and also trying to get their college courses just wasn't feasible. But we're a little further out beyond that now. And the widespread availability of vaccines have made it such that most colleges are back in person, but the enrollment numbers haven't really rebounded, right? And so kind of what we're seeing there is the workforce is really surging right now. And so if you, this kind of gets back to the expense of time and cost question, right? So if you're looking down the barrel of 4 to 6 years of a college education, and there's also this sort of job that's hiring immediately for $20 to $25 an hour. If you're a student trying to make that decision, it's hard to say what the right thing is there, right? I think some of the experts I've spoken to say that, you know, these jobs are here now, but, you know, when you're looking into the future, you know, I think it's something like 40% of jobs are going to be available to people with bachelor's degrees, yeah. Right? So it's kind of this trade-off between, like, what's going to serve me now and what's going to serve me long term. And I don't know what the answer is, but that's just something to keep in mind.
Yeah, I think one of the people you spoke to said, well, you don't need a bachelor's degree to have a great job, but, you know, you really need that bachelor's degree to have that great job. It's kind of that catch 22 right there. And one thing that kind of came up in a lot of these polls, the numbers here, is that despite community colleges being hit really hard by enrollment declines, they're still looked upon very favorably. A lot of students still were enrolling in skilled trade programs, which were important in areas that we need right now, construction, transportation, material moving. This is all stuff that we kind of need help with because of what was happening with supply chain. So at least that can maybe catch up on itself. But community colleges in a tough spot right there.
They really are. And you know, they're kind of in this position where I think they've lost 800,000 students roughly since the start of the pandemic, right? And these are institutions that already were seeing sort of declines in their enrollment. And then these are also institutions that serve higher numbers of students coming from poor families or students of color, right? And so one of the things that someone had pointed out to me is, you know, people can have a favorable opinion of community colleges or colleges generally and not be able to afford the cost or the time to get there, right? So it's like the enrollment may be down there, but that may not be because people don't like community colleges. It just may be that there's a lot of other kind of competing factors. And again, that workforce piece goes a long way to that as well.
Another interesting number here, 66% of Americans say colleges are stuck in the past instead of meeting the needs of today's student. Everybody roundly agrees that education is important and it's a smart choice in people's lives, but man, is it expensive. And that's the other thing, which, like I said, leads into all the other conversations about what's going to happen with student loan forgiveness. President Biden has said that he wants to do something maybe in the realm of $10,000 student loan debt forgiveness per borrower. But, you know, nothing has been set in stone, that whatever plans that they had, they were working on, really fell through at the moment. So we'll see. This is an ongoing thing. The country has always had these troubles with education. So we'll see where we end up on the other side. Chris Quintana, education reporter at USA Today, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you again.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.